stars announce their presence when they setting up in the sky. And every little planet we be touching, it's like comets burst in the heavens when we're soaring. We go high as fly as can be. This is the dope, dope is we. Good music, she and he,
you know, you know, you know.
Chefs.
Flying high,
high
to the top,
top
with the sky.
Yeah, it's some intergalactic type shit, my nigga, nah, me. Yeah, yeah, my nigga, we the dope time traveling. Space age, pimping androids, we gaffling. Bop guns that flip Nissan trucks. You took me to your leader looking like we all fuck. Walking in my moon boots cause my spaceship stuck. Rely on my third eye instead of faith in luck. Dodging particles from astro so we won't get stuck. You never know at any time it can get worse. No 16s, my nigga, I spit a universe. And some left planet Earth low on cash. Robbing niggas on Mars like Pluto Nash. Bounce rock and escape cause the spaceship fast. Got homies teleporting to a nice piece of. Hey, my people planet surface, staying high and turned up. Treating planets like step, they stay burnt up. No lie, we really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling, no lie, I'm really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling,
eat my space particles, you androids. You androids. You androids. Space particles, you androids.
Yes.
You androids. You androids.
Yeah.
Right, killer for you androids.
Walking on your hoes.
Don't matter if my whips on foes. It don't matter if my wrists don't glow. Oh,
yeah.
I'm out of this world. Space age pimping with a swagger that'll lift your soul. Luke Skywalker scheming on her Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Perpendicular proper pimping to bring profit. I'm in a spaceship blowing gas. You probably think I'm human with your broke ass. Daniel's son now wax me off, I'm so fly. I got crane kicks, welcome to the Cobra Kai. Captain Kirk, Space Ghost, perk, robotic lungs. Slanging Big Dipper, keep my phaser on stun. Even on Pluto, you niggas is menudo. My main chick's a Martian, my spaceship's a Tudo. Face this anomaly in the Matrix. This is the dope face, you tired of that fake shit.
Lando Cal.
What's up, what's up?
We are back. James, what's been going on, brother?
What's good with you, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Teddy won't be here. He's got some stuff going on with the Pink Oil Musteratta tour to take care of. But
the dynamic duo here today.
Yeah, right. Lando Cal, the only two black men in space. So
We're
going to talk about the Star Wars in a little bit when we get in our trailer section. But we got to go into the question of last week. We asked people about the movie Guyver.
The guy was the shit. I don't give a fuck what no one down say.
Mentioning Star Wars, starred Mark Hamill. response from Latone Hart. He says, that's the movie that tore up our garage. It was a great comic book, but the movie with Jimmy Walker, Lip Monster, boo.
See, I'm not saying, though. I never said the first one was good. I just said, if you going to remake it off the anime. That's what I said.
I was just saying that the guy was
white. I ain't gonna say it ain't one like a fly ass movie, but I mean, if you're a little kid watching it, then you're gonna, you're like, okay. But I'm just saying, but like, if you do off the anime, yes, the shit would be excellent. Okay. But if you don't, if you doing off of some shit like that, yeah, of course it's gonna be, it ain't gonna be right. Of course, of course.
Rashad Whittier, who's a part of our podcast family, says anime was better than the live version. He says that.
Told you.
Someone, Jason Mad Hater, says I've never seen it. I say hell no on the same thread. James then responds and says, hell yeah, if it's based on the anime, once again, I'm just a hater.
Daryl's a hater, yeah, because I'm saying anime. I ain't saying off that version.
I'm just a hater. So, let's see. I got all our emails mixed in here at the show, low cash email.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Go ahead, talk about some.
But we're going to start a new segment towards the end of the podcast. We're going to, it's an idea that basically me and Daryl were in past and works out great. You'll find out towards the end. Yeah, it's going to be another question of the week type thing, but it's going to be totally different. But you guys will see once it come up. But it's going to be a hell of a debate because we're going to have people email us about this shit. All
right, this one's from Lee Yuen.
Okay.
Man, I'm back. Hold on.
What'd that say?
Let's see. Okay, that was not. It's just a. It's always just dealing. Okay.
Okay.
That is not what I thought it was. I had put them in. I think I might put my personal email. It's Google, so I can switch through. I got like five different emails all under one tab. So
yeah, Google's efficient, man.
But yeah, a lot of I got some responses too from people. One of my cousins texted me and said he's 42.
Uh-huh.
As I was telling you before.
Right.
He said he used to bang out chicks to the Guyver. He said he used to put the Guyver on to get them bored.
That's great.
Because he knew they would get bored off the movie, so he put the Guyver on. Like, yeah, it's this movie called The Guyver, though. It's pretty dope. He said they would get bored, and then they would fall asleep. He don't want to put his name out there because he's married now, and I think his wife do listen to our podcast sometimes.
Yeah, so we you gotta say cousins, so it can only be so many people, my nigga.
No, I got cousins, a lot of cousins, though. Unless they both sitting there listening together, and he look around like, no. Teddy also, hold on, I got a message from Teddy too about Guyver.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. He's actually agreeing with you, James.
Because
I guess he revisited it. And it's a lot of more love than hate than me. Nobody really agreeing with me, for real. Nobody really saw the Jimmy Walker.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The Jimmy Walker shit won the flyest thing. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. So let's get that straight. I was never disagreeing with you saying Jimmy Walker went on some bullshit, but I am saying
if they bring the Jimmy Walker Octopus Man back,
oh Jesus,
I can't fuck with that.
Nah,
but I really thought about it though. You are right, James. Though that it could be something pretty dope if they put all the little put the right armor on them and make them kind of look fly.
Right, like if you base like off that. That's why I keep saying like the anime. Like I said, you can watch the whole anime on YouTube like for free.
Oh really?
Yeah. So like that's how I actually caught up and watched the whole guy. And watched it. Like, I watched it through YouTube. It was, like, the one that was, like, the 2003, 2004 version. But now, it's, like, the same story. But now, it's straight dope as a motherfucker. You just gotta straight watch it. It's, like, 26 episodes or some shit. It's real. It's a short series, but it's hella dope.
Yeah, Teddy had texted me back. This is a few weeks ago when Teddy had texted me this.
It's called Bio Boosted Armor Guyver. That's what it's called on YouTube. If you ever want to watch
Guyver
it.
Guyver ain't that bad, man. That's what says Teddy's response.
Guyver ain't that bad. Like, for real, Guyver's actually dope as fuck. Like, especially when you see what he can truly do, that's when I say you watch the anime, you find out what he can really do, you'll totally forget about the movie version.
Okay.
So, that's what I'm like. Don't base off the movie, base off the anime.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into our trailers. Let's do trailers a week, then we'll get into some new stuff.
Okay.
First one. Star Wars. So what do you think about it? We talked about a little bit what we thought it was going to be from some of the still images.
Right.
So we finally saw it since the last Lando Cal. What you think?
I'm excited for it, man. Solely because I've always been more of a Star Wars person than a Star Trek person. Okay. Me personally. But I like it because after I watched the last two recent Star Trek,
yeah,
and J.J. Abrams did, I was like, oh, these are dope, especially the way they did Khan. I was like, oh, then Star Wars got some fucking hope, because the reason why Star Wars actually sucked, especially the first three, episodes 1, 2, and 3, is because
George Lucas.
Because George Lucas can't direct shit. Like, his creations will always be a legend.
Yeah.
Always be in the pantheon of legends. But as far
he's
as like
stuck his, in like 84, it feel like.
Exactly. So it's just the same. It's just the way I seen J.J. Abrams bring life to Star Wars as a reboot, you know, and I got all the hope in the world for episode 789, which I think they ain't even calling it 789 anymore.
No, Star Wars Awakening, they not even calling it, they just calling it Star Wars Awakening, they not even calling it.
Fucking, I'm calling episode. It 789.
Yeah. No, I think so. it's easier to keep up with it that way. That's the way I get.
But no, man, I'm straight fuck with the trailer, man. Like, you know, seeing a black storm, which people were actually pissed about that.
Man, let's talk about that, man.
That's some bullshit. Okay.
But we talked about that on the last show, how the Republic, if anybody watches like Clone Wars, anything like that,
right,
they discontinue the robots at a certain point.
Exactly. The thing about the whole, look, so
they're regular people in the Republic that are stormtroopers now.
Exactly. So this is the thing people gotta understand. Yes, in episodes 1, 2, 3, yes, they were based off Jango Fett, which is
Jango Fett wasn't even white.
Yeah, you know,
like Pacific Islander or something.
Yeah, like you might as well say Jango Fett, Boba Fett, because it's the same fucking person on Boba Fett, which is raised instead of grown. But no, I'm just saying, as far as that, I mean, we can just say Boba Fett clones just to keep things consistent, all right? So, Boba Fett clones. So no, there are not any more Jango Fett, Boba Fett clones, because that shit ended.
Yeah.
The shit ended back in, like, I want to say the end of episode 3, right before New Hope, which is the original Star Wars with Luke Skywalker in it. So, anytime between that and that, that's when it ended, which was... What's that? Execute order number 66 or something like that?
Error 66.
Right, when they went ahead and
killed all the Jedi.
Right, turned on everybody.
And then there's another ill part about it, that you know a lot of those clones start like getting like consciences.
Right.
And they ended up becoming like, some of them rebelled and started their own kind of like small rebellions amongst each other and things like that. And people don't like, so they went to regular people. They were a republic then. They were like, it was like the United States if they had clone army. And then they got all the half the world involved with it. They would just start hiring regular people that were people then.
Right.
I just want to be a part of the people. Because if you remember in New Hope, remember where Luke is talking to about his boy. I forgot what is his boy's name that went to Starfleet.
You talking about Biggs and Wedge? Not Biggs and Wedge, you're not talking about, right?
No. What was his one homeboy? And he was like, man, I want to go to the academy like such and such.
You're talking about Biggs and Wedge.
Yeah. Remember, he went to the academy with them, and then he left and joined the Rebels. Remember, that was the whole thing, is that you wanted to just go to the academy and learn.
Was that Biggs and Wedge? That may have not been. Was it?
Yeah. It was his homeboy. He left. Remember when he saw him? You know, it is Wedge. Because when he saw him, he's like, oh, snap. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I didn't know you were. Because he would join the Republic. And he got all his training from them. And then he left and joined the Rebels.
That's right.
But the whole thing is that everybody in the galaxy wanted to be in the Republic. Were a part of the Republic. They wanted to join the army then.
Right.
So they were regular people. So John Boyega being a black stormtrooper is
right. So, and then plus, like y'all act like there's no black people in space anyway. Like, y'all remember,
they thought Lando Cal was the only one. That's why we call this show Lando Cal.
Right, Lando Cal, aka Lando Calrissian, aka who? Billy Dee Williams.
Yep.
And then you forget about a whole Jedi that was black.
Mace Windu.
Yeah, he got killed by Palpatine, but yeah, he was a black Jedi.
And which is some, that was and a bullshit,
he killed Jango Fett.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, and people just, I don't know, it was
There's other black stupid. Jedis, though, too, though. Like, if you read some of the expanded universe and stuff like that, there's a whole bunch of more black Jedi.
That's why it was stupid when I first saw it. I was like, okay.
Because like, isn't the Jedi that trains the dude that didn't finish his training in Rebels black? Isn't she black female? Or like a light-skinned black female?
I'm not sure.
Like in Rebels, you seen the new cartoon Rebels?
I haven't got a chance to watch it yet.
Okay, there's a character on there. I've only went through two episodes, so I don't have the character exact. But there's a character on there who was a former Jedi trained by, man, I had to look it up, but he's trained by a woman Jedi, and they leave during the Order 66. But she gets killed, and he just starts acting like he's not a Jedi at all to fit in. He was trained by, and he didn't fit, but he didn't finish his Jedi training.
Technically,
so he was still like a he wasn't a Padawan. He was like whatever is above a Padawan.
That's no apprentice. Apprentice.
It's apprentice. He was apprentice. Yeah, apprentice. He's apprentice. Yeah, and so he wasn't. Was he?
No. Padawan is the apprentice. I'll take that back. Yeah, so just regular Jedi Knight then.
He wouldn't. No, don't you? It goes Jedi Knight then Jedi Master, right?
It goes Padawan. I think. And please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
y'all can
anybody
right. But I think email just correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe it goes like when you got the child. I forgot exactly what they call off the top of my head. But then when you grow up and be like a teenager or whatever, then you become a Padawan because you train under.
He was a Padawan
because you train under a Jedi Master.
Yeah.
Then after that, you become a Jedi Knight. Basically, you can see the progression in the first three movies with Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan, the way Obi-Wan progressed is the exact way how it happened. Because he was Padawan in the first one, Knight in the second one, and Master in the third one.
Right.
It's just like that. So, yeah, that's right. So, Padawan, Knight, Master. Yeah. Then you can't get no
higher. Because that's why Wichita was pissed off because Anakin wouldn't make him a Master.
Exactly.
They wouldn't make him a Master. So yeah, that is it. So, but I think she was like a lighter complected female, and she was his trainer.
Right.
The guy on Rebels trainer.
Okay.
So that's kind of how Rebels is basically in between 3 and 4.
Okay.
It's set in between 3 and 4. So it's
that they makes got, sense. That makes
yeah,
sense.
They already got season 2 on his way. Y'all can check that out on Netflix. That's why I'm watching Rebels at on.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
So everybody definitely check that out.
Okay.
So but that Star Wars trailer, man. What do you think about people getting mad about that, like the lightsaber?
The
lightsaber with the side.
I think it's a cool concept. Me personally, because if you know things about Star Wars, I'm not 100% expert on this shit. I will tell you that. But one things I do know about how you make a lightsaber, regardless if you're a Jedi or you're a Sith, you make it to your liking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you making it to like how you want it to be, if you want the hilts to be lightsabers and you want the actual main blade to be the actual blade, why not? And then I think someone actually recreated it.
Yeah, somebody did recreate it online and showed that it was possible to be made.
Yeah, it's possible to be made. So that's a cool concept. You gotta be careful. Shit.
But if you're that raw.
Yeah, it's Jedi's that like that's why in the game what's the game? Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Yeah. That's canon.
Okay, that's canon
because it tells you after what happened between 3 and 4 when Darth Vader, like right before Luke came in the picture.
Right, okay. So it's the case at the same time Rebels is set.
Yeah, so it tells you when Darth Vader's apprentice, which is the main character you play, called Starkiller.
Okay. But how can Darth Vader have an apprentice if he's in a Sith? Because I thought the Siths could only be a master and an apprentice.
I think
in a Sith.
Well,
he would have to kill his master to take on an apprentice.
I don't think not necessarily. I think how it worked was the same way, kind of like how instead of like having a Jedi master and a Padawan, I think he just had like a kind of like how Darth Sidious, well, Palpatine, whatever you want to call him, had Darth Maul and then had Count Dooku.
Okay, because he had them both at the same time.
Yeah, he had them both at the same time. So I think right now, because he has Vader, because no, Sidious has Vader at that point between 3 and 4.
Right,
but I think like Sidious decided to have Darth Vader have his own prince when Darth Vader found him when he was a child and raised him to be known as Starkiller.
Okay.
So, and you find out that Starkiller, actually the Rebel symbol, it's actually his family crest. That's where the Rebel symbol came from.
Oh, shit.
So, Rebel symbol came from Starkiller's family.
Starkiller, damn.
So, that's where the Rebel symbol came from. So, you know, Starkiller, he started off as a Sith, but then became a Jedi. Became a Jedi. Father became more or less a Jedi. Then became a Jedi. He actually got killed. Like he almost fucked Vader. He fucked Vader up.
And Vader killed him.
I want to say it was a combination. If I can remember, because I've been so long I played it. I want to say it's like a combination of him and Darth Sidious. Because Starkiller was the most strongest nigga, probably like out of like a Sith, strong as fuck. Like he tore down. It's a part in the game. He actually takes down a Star Destroyer in the sky from a planet. Like, the Star Destroyer
The Force was that strong in him?
And that strong. Like, he was like, I think the Star, you know, like the Star Destroyer you see in the very, like, the open credits.
Yeah.
He took that motherfucker down from, I think, Coruscant or something like that. From standing down, just pulled it out from the lower atmosphere.
Damn.
So he, so like I said, he
I mean,
took,
I've heard of the game. I just never
he
played.
He damn near took. It's a second one, which is a clone of Starkiller, I think, which is the second game. But the first game with the original Starkiller, no, he tore that motherfucker. Because I was like, shit.
Damn.
Like, Starkiller is that strong. But now, like, that's where the Rebel flag came from, is from Starkiller's family, his family, Chris. But now, I mean, why I feel about, let's get back to the topic.
Yeah.
Why I feel about, I guess, Star Wars and the Star Wars lightsaber thing, I fuck with it because it's cool because, like I said, which is why I brought this up. It's Sith that got fucking tonfas.
Yeah, they got the nunchucks.
One we got nunchucks. It's something that got spears. It's something that got like the tonfas, like the police batons.
Oh wow! Okay.
So
okay.
It's all shown in Force Unleashed. Like it's different kinds. Like you make it per your style. So it per that whoever that Sith is. Well, the Sith going to be
in
that
movie. Don't even know who it is going to be.
Exactly.
That's why I like the trailer, because you don't know what the fuck is going on. But
right.
It's good enough to be like, I'm fucking with it.
Right, because, I mean, you got to remember, you got so many different ones. You had, Darth Maul with the dual lightsaber staff,
which is the sickest thing as of right now. As of right now, I don't know how this new one is gonna be.
He fought off two Jedi and killed a master by himself. Like even though
it really, it shouldn't have died to
Obi-Wan.
To Obi-Wan on the real.
Obi-Wan basically he got lucky.
Obi-Wan, the whole career is based off killing Darth Maul. Let's keep it real. I've always wanted to say that. His career, it's like playing in sports. Like, you got that one pass or that one three-pointer like Robert Ori. His whole career, it was built off of killing Darth Maul.
But you can't downgrade Obi-Wan.
Oh, man, who else Obi-Wan and killed, man?
I'm just saying, as far as Obi-Wan, as far as, like, what, like, the shit he can do.
I know, Obi-Wan's dope, but I'm saying, but he got all his respect. People's like, oh, man, I fuck with Obi-Wan. Because everybody's like, he killed this Darth Maul dude.
But as a Padawan.
Yeah,
as a Padawan, that's what they mean. He wasn't a knight yet. He became a knight, I think, after Qui-Gon got killed.
And because he could train Anakin. Yeah,
exactly. So I think
you had to put him to fucking knight after he killed Darth Maul. Y'all didn't even know Sith existed.
Right, he straight took him out. No, Sith been around for a long time.
But they thought all the Sith were gone. Right. Yeah, they didn't know the Sith. They thought the Sith were all gone.
Right, and then Darth Maul came through like a motherfucking G.
Which I think they should have let him be in there way more.
But you know, Darth Maul came back. You know, Darth Maul never died.
Really?
No.
In the expanded universe, they talk about it?
Dude, he's in Star Wars The Clone Wars.
I ain't even see it. That's what I need to get.
Yeah, like, he actually, like it's in the expanded universe, too. Like, it's part of the expanded universe. Like, he gets cut in half, of course, like, from the torso down. But what happens was, I think, somehow he survived with guy Zach Howe, but they actually put, like, robotic legs on, like, droid legs on them. And so it's him and his motherfucking brother. So Darth Maul got a brother.
Did he train his brother to be a Sith?
I don't know if he trains his brother or his brother's already a Sith, but him and his brother be going around fucking shit up. Went as with Darth Maul. So Darth Maul is still as skilled as he ever was. He just got
metal legs. Damn.
So
that's on the Clone Wars. Because I've only got like a couple seasons of Clone Wars. I'm trying to watch them and Rebels around the same time. I'm trying to catch up before next year with the new joint dropping out. Mm-hmm. Overall, what you get that trailer, man? For the Star Wars trailer,
I'm gonna give it until I see the movie and see how everything goes. Just because it's a teaser,
yeah.
I say for a good teaser, I say give about an 8, maybe a 7.5 at the lowest.
Okay, I'm giving it a 9.
I'm hyped to see the trailer. No, I'll give it an 8.5. I'll give it an 8.5. Only because I want to see more. I would like to see more out of the trailer, even though it was a teaser and a teaser ain't gonna show you a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see like an actual full blown trailer. Like, as far as...
But see, I think that I don't want to see no more. I don't want to mess up nothing about it. Because I think that's what made it so great was the fact that it just gave you clips and glimpses of everything. Okay. And it didn't show any of the old cast either, which was dope to me. It really highlighted the younger players in the game of seeing who they were and, like, it really expanding on who they were. And you only get to see Boyega really the most, like, straight up face-to-face in the whatever... The woman and then like the ambiguous looking dude that could have been black, white, or Derek Jeter like kind of color dude, color dude that was in there, and it was dope. I definitely thought it was pretty dope.
Right. And I think it was dope. I think it was a dope trailer. Like me personally, I think it was hella dope. I just want to see a little bit more before I can give it like a better. But I'm excited to see it. I'm real psyched to see it. Like because J.J. Abrams is doing it. And based off what I seen him do in Star Trek, I got high hopes for the next 3 Star Wars movies.
I definitely do too. All right. Next up, we talked about a little bit before we came on. I'll let you see it. Terminator Genesis trailer.
You know what? Okay, so let's go ahead and say something right now. Daryl fucking hates the trailer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it, man. You know. I just don't know what the fuck is happening.
Okay, so this, and I'll explain.
And I like Kyle Reese's character a lot, and he looks like Kyle Bitch.
He said Kyle Bitch. See, and this is how I feel about the trailer. Well, about the coming movie, based on the trailer. And based on what I just told Daryl and Rim, like right before we even started this podcast. What I believe will happen, and if you guys haven't seen it, you can just go look on YouTube. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. But based off what we've seen, I think what's going on is since Sarah Connor and the Terminator that John Connor actually sent back to raid Sarah Connor, which it sounds stupid, I know.
That part right there is really glaringly fucked up, man.
It is far-fetched. I can't even lie. But the way they actually constructed the story was, why I'm thinking that way they're doing it is that they took an old T-800 model, an A-50 model, went ahead, took that back in time to raise Sarah Connor. I'm pretty sure at this point, based off what John Connor already knows from his mother and his experiences as being the leader of the Human Resistance, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he know by now that, okay, I know in order to try to change at least something for us to be on an even playing ground, we got to go ahead and try to do this shit earlier than expected. Because end of the day, like in Terminator 3, it was already said that you cannot stop judgment.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's
like, it's you judging land are inevitable. So even when that day does come and John Connor does rise up, I think he did that to make sure things would be on a way even playing ground. Because if you got a young Sarah Connor already military trained based off what the Terminator taught her from birth, oh, she ready. And then she don't know about Kyle Reese, of course. Well, she could. Well, technically she could, but...
But my thing is, like... But Kyle Reese was, like, kind of like this dude. This guy, like, he just came back, and he was kind of... I guess he was the one kind of instructing, I feel like, in the first one. So, I feel like they was that was the way that they were able to get their connection to be able to fall in love and have sex to have... You know, John Connor was right. that he was teaching her all this stuff. You remember in the first one, he's showing how to clean guns and do all kind of stuff, and like this is what you do with this, and you know, stuff like that. And now it's just like Kyle Reese show up and he does fucking in the way. It seemed like from the trailer, it seemed like what the fuck you doing here? We got this.
I think just to go ahead and just make Sarah Connor, make John Connor at this point.
Yeah, but he don't even know. He can't even. If I'm Sarah Connor, I don't want to fuck this Kyle Reese. This Kyle Reese is. I'm saving him to have the damn trailer.
I can see where you're coming from with that, but and just so y'all know, the new Kyle Reese is actually the son of John McClane and Live Free and Good Day Die Hard. So just to let y'all know who it is, because I thought it was
Sam
Worthington. I was like, is that Sam Worthington?
Do you know how much the internet would have flipped off?
I like this old bitch.
They would have cut off everybody in the internet. It would have been they'd cut off everybody in the internet if Sam Worthington was in this movie.
Right, I'm thinking like he fucking. I was like, okay. But now I looked at it, it's the son of John McClane from Good Daddy Die Hard. But now, I can see what Daryl's saying. It's just, I got somewhat hope for it because I really wish James Cameron would have directed that shit, man. That shit would have been excellent.
James Cameron's trying to work on fucking...
Dude, James Cameron, I would love to see...
He's trying to do Avatar 15 right now.
Dude, I would love to see James Cameron take on one more Terminator movie just because...
They own all that shit. They won't let him give I forgot who owns it. Is it Fox? Somebody owns it.
Fox or Sony, one of them.
Yeah, but they own it and won't let him do shit with it.
That's fucked up because you should make sure James Cameron do more based off what the fuck he did with number two. Number two was high grossing. The story was excellent. And just from being what made in like the early 90s when I was little,
yeah,
it was fucking great. Like, it was nothing wrong with two that I can actually remember. I've seen two about, God, I got to be about 50 times by now. But I'm just saying, but it's just like, why would you not have James Cameron? Like, same way with J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams proved himself, like we just said, with Star Trek. So why not have, he doing Star Wars, so why not have James Cameron do that? But like you just said, it may be because of legal shit.
Yeah, I think it's some legal stuff. And James Cameron might be like, fuck them for some reason or something. He could possibly be like, fuck them.
Yeah, he can do it though. But I think...
What do you give that trailer?
I give that trailer, since I just literally watched it. I'm going to give it a 7. I'll give that trailer. I'll give it a 7. I say it's decent.
I'm giving it a 5.5.
Daryl really hates it. I don't really hate it though.
I gave it a 5.
You hate it then.
I didn't hate it, man. It's like an F. You know, it is an F. You know, 50% is an F, no doubt. But it's like, you got work to do. You know, it's like you had, if a kid get an F and it's a 55, and they kind of like, well, damn, they almost got a D, so you kind of can help them get their D. That's how I kind of look at that trailer.
I'm giving them, if we had to go out of 100, I give him a 70, which is literally a C-. But I'm trying to give it a little bit of hope based off what we talked about. How I'm thinking how they're going to take it.
But I'm going to see it, though. I'm not getting it twisted. Yeah. Even though I gave it a 5, I'm still going to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to see it, but I'm just trying to give it a little bit more hope based off the fact that I'm thinking the way they're going to do it is, like I was telling you, I think Kyle Reese did go back to go ahead and impregnate John Connor and to help support everything that's going on at the same time. So, and to give, whatever new plan John Connor was going to come up with anyway. But I think not only to take Sarah Connor and bring John Connor in the world, but I think he's still there. But like you said, as long as he doesn't die before they have sex,
they're good. Yeah.
But if Kyle Reese dies after they have sex, just like it happened in the first one, I wouldn't be mad because I'm like, okay, it's still kind of paying homage to the first movie. But I don't know. Like I said, we'll see when it come out. But I'm gonna give it a C minus. Like if I can give it a 70, it was a C minus. So 7 out of 10.
All right. Next up, we got Fury Road, Mad Max. What'd you think about that?
Shit, that's a 10. I'm watching.
Yeah, that's a 10 too. Yo, I'm a big Mad Max fan though. I'm a big Mad Max fan. I actually did a whole dissertation in college on Road Warrior.
Really?
In college, yeah. That first Road Warrior is very, very, very deep if you like going to it. But because basically the Road Warrior is really more of a conversation about how our quest for resources above anything else messes up our youth, messes up our instinct for even love and our instincts for humanity itself.
Right.
Just our chase for resources. Okay. And that's what the whole Road Warrior is a motif about. I even like, a lot of people may not like, but I even like Return of Thunderdome. The concept of the kids, the section of the kids when, have you seen Return of Thunderdome?
Oh, yeah, it's been like 15 years, but yeah, that's
Yeah, but you know when he finds those kids in that oasis and everything, those kids were like purity of everything that was in the old times, even though they're kind of, you know, in tribalistic way, but everything was pure because they were still living in the idealistic way that things were in the past.
Right.
So when Mel Gibson shows up there, Mad Max shows up in their area, he shows him shit is real out here, you know, and so now they don't want to live in, a lot of them don't want to live in that world no more. So that's why some of those kids run out and try to find, I forgot it was Captain, he's supposed to be Captain something. It was some captain that basically the parents abandoned these kids. People don't understand. In the original Mad Max 2, those kids in the Oasis were left. Basically, it was a whole bunch of parents and adults just said, "Fuck these kids," and they left them after the plane crash.
Okay.
And so they basically were raised themselves, and they have this demigod look of the waiting for the captain because one of the captains said, "We gonna come back for y'all." So their whole existence is waiting for this captain to come back.
Gotcha.
So they think that captain is Mel Gibson because they don't even remember what he looked like. A lot of these kids, it's been like 4 or 5 years. Some of these kids are like, you know, 17 years old now, but they don't even remember what he looked like no more. So they just think that any adult that shows up is captain. I forgot his name. Captain whatever. Let's say Captain Phillips, even though I know it's not his name.
It's a captain.
Yeah,
Phillips.
Captain Phillips or whoever it is. So, but I'm looking forward to the Fury Road. Looks dope.
Oh, hell yeah. It looks super amazing. Dope.
It looked like it's... Like that non-stop is non-stop action.
Dude,
all
that's
time.
Like the perfect comeback film for Mad Max.
Yeah.
Oh, and actually, I was reading an article. It's still Mad Max related.
Yeah.
But I read an article, and Mad Max possibly someone had made an article about the five possibilities because you know they're making a new Mortal Kombat game, right?
Oh, they make a new game or a movie game?
Game.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's called Mortal Kombat X, which technically is Mortal Kombat 10. They call it X. But they actually call it X.
Oh, really? Not saying Mortal Kombat 10.
They call it actually Mortal Kombat X.
Okay.
But they said, like, you know, they wanted to have like a secret character, I think, outside the Mortal Kombat universe, kind of like how they did with the last one when they had Kratos from God of War. So they said one of the selections which they think could be a good one would be Mad Max.
Would he be kind of set like Striker was in the other
movie? It would have to be something like how Striker is. But I think it could work because Mad Max, from what I remember...
Oh, Mad Max is a
true
dude.
Oh, shit. Mad Max.
And it's sad that Mel Gibson had to be so much of an asshole in general in his life, but I loved Mel Gibson before all this other stuff he did, man.
Mad Max was... that's an 11. I don't even get that.
Dude, and the thing is, though, is that the thing that's gangster is, you know that Tom Hardy, that's in Mad Max Fury Road, the new one, he only has 18 lines in there, in that movie.
So he gonna be silent for most of the movie.
Mel Gibson only had 22 in the other ones.
That's true.
You gotta think about it. I didn't really think because when I was like
still better than Cyborg,
and I was like, you said still better than what?
Cyborg.
it's better than Cyborg.
Yeah, right.
Mad
Max
is way better than Cyborg. Yeah, way better than Cyborg. I am still looking for another Cyborg to come out though. Shout out to Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, they don't.
They made some bullshit as the sequels though. They got Cyborg 5 out.
Well, didn't you tell me a long time ago on the podcast they used like some of the stuff from Master of the Universe for Cyborg? Was that a different movie?
Yeah, that was.
Hell no! I remember that.
Yeah, that was with Cyborg from Master. You know.
But nah, man.
I'm going with a 9. I don't give anything a 10.
I'm gonna give it a 10. Man.
I'm gonna give it a 9. I'm just dope. It just looks dope.
Because it looks excellent, man. Because it's like the perfect comeback movie for Mad Max. Because graphically, you look at just the actual visuals on that fucker is amazing in its own right.
Yeah.
In its own right. And then if they stick to the same kind of format to what Mel Gibson was in Road Warrior and Mad Max and everything, oh, that's going to be dope as shit. That's going to be a 10. Like, because Mad Max is, if you ever seen Fist in the North Star, anime nerds, Fist in the North Star without martial arts is Mad Max. It's all the fuck it is.
It is.
If that's all it is.
Fist North Star is a ridiculous movie.
Oh, dude, I love Fist North
Star.
It's
a ridiculous movie, though. Last stuff in the trailers for this week, Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. You know what, man? I heard about it, but tell me a little bit about it, man.
I don't know what the fuck happens in it. Because it's kind of just...
Is it a trailer for it?
Yeah, it's a trailer for it. It's basically, to give you this description, though, they basically... they opened up Jurassic Park again, and they make it like Six Flags. And it's been open for like 15, 20 years. No, it's been open for like 15, 20 years.
Dude, that's...
And it's not... But this is the crazy part. No.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that's gonna go so long.
Because the park people start thinking the park is lame, so people stop going. So they engineer a new fucking dinosaur.
Stop right there for a second. Just stop right here for a second. Don't get me wrong. I love the first Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic Park too. But my whole
I said engineering a new dinosaur.
Because my whole main thing is, and
you don't get to see
like
it,
Jeff Goldblum said. Jeff Goldblum's character in the first one said the best. Don't play God.
Yeah.
Don't you do that. They were gone for, say, they had their turn for a reason.
They remake the park, and it's successful for a few years, but then it gets lame, and people are like, oh, I ain't going. So they try to make a new dinosaur, dinosaur.
Nah, man.
And it goes crazy, of course.
Because, man, like, just like Ian Malcolm, Jeff Goldblum's character in the first one, the second one, he said himself, man, like, nah, like, they had their turn, dude. They had their turn. They don't need to be around. Like, we cannot, it's no way possible. Even though I love the concept of the movie, it's no way possible that would ever work in real life. Ever.
You don't think so?
Hell no. Dude, look. It's no human on earth I can think of that can literally outmatch a dinosaur. Dude, we can't outmatch a grizzly bear or a fucking great white or something else.
I mean, do you think if somebody had a fighter plane or something like that and was trying to...
You could probably find out what a fighter plane and shit like that. But, man, the way dinosaurs and shit be breeding, especially the ones in Jurassic Park, no.
You think the breeding process would be so fast that it would just be overran?
Yeah, hell yeah. Because, remember, in the first one, they said they made them asexual.
Right. It was all females, right?
It was all females, yeah. But they made them asexual because of frog DNA.
Yeah.
So, if you make something asexual, that means it can breed by itself.
And you got something
that can breed by itself, no telling how long this shit going. If you let it go on, oh, nah.
Or some of them will grow actually male parts and become male just to keep the species
exactly.
alive.
Exactly. So, that's my whole main thing. Like, nah. Leave that shit alone. Like, as far as the realistic standpoint, hell nah. But as far as the movie...
I mean, the Raptors look dope again, though. Like, they got them, like, in packs, like, running, like, away from whatever this is.
Yeah, man, the Raptors.
It's supposed to be, you don't get to see it, though. You don't get to see what this is. You only get to see people's reactions to whatever this dinosaur is.
Dude, though, man, if it's anything like what I think it is, if it's like a mega T-Rex or some shit like that, like video game style, dude.
I don't know. Maybe it's like Primal Fear. Remember that movie, Primal Fear? Yes. The game, that was a horrible movie. Game. Some people liked it.
Yes, it was
just dinosaurs fighting and shit. And, oh god!
But like dinosaur guys and all this, it was weird.
Yeah, it was.
It was kind of like Rampage fighting style.
Yeah.
It's just like the old school arcade game fight Rampage, but if they can actually go versus style, that's all it is.
All right, that's it for our trailer section of the day. All right, let's go and get into some news. What do you think about Will Smith? We talked about Will Smith being Deadshot. They made it official now.
You know what? I can see that working.
You think so?
I think it could.
I mean, the thing was though. Do you think? I just think we talked about before. Do you think Will Smith can held out for something else?
I mean, to being a DC Comics man, I mean,
could
he have? Yes, but like we were saying, like besides Martian Manhunter, Mr. Terrific,
we probably getting no Martian Manhunter until like 2050 or something. They ain't even got him listed.
Black Manta.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really think of. A lot of, or no, well, no, he couldn't. Well,
but
he
only
could.
Reason I'm thinking that
he do Icon, but Icon. But I was
thinking, he did Deadshot because Deadshot could show up in some other movies. True. On top of this.
True, because he could show up in a Batman movie. He could show mm-hmm. up. He could show up in a lot of shit. So
yeah, so maybe that's why he thought about it. That's AKA what I was thinking about.
Bullseye, DC version of Bullseye.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's all he is—the DC version of Bullseye. But and it's even more funny because I looked at it, I was like, that cast looks pretty dope.
Yeah, it does.
For that Suicide Squad movie.
Dude, have you seen it? It's a trailer. I'm going to have to... Not a trailer. It's a picture that someone had made using Jared Leto and how he would kind of look as the Joker.
He's going to look dope as a Joker, I think.
It's scary looking.
He's got the same kind of build as a Joker.
It was just a face, but it was scary looking, dude. I want to say scary.
And then old girl from Wolf of Wall Street playing Harley Quinn, she's a good cast, too.
Yeah, man. Because, I mean, but she's going to have to really... like ring out.
But
like,
she's got that voice already, though. That annoying ass voice already, like Harley Quinn, though.
True.
She's already got that. She got that Jersey accent, and, you know, Jersey annoying accent already. She's already halfway there.
Shout out to my niggas in Jersey.
Yeah. not saying that Jersey accent is annoying. It's just that accent that Harley Quinn has is annoying as fuck.
Like, I'm trying to find it. If I can find it, I'm going to show it to you, man. But, yeah, I mean, I think Jared Leto would be a cool, decent little pick, man. Like, I would love to see how that would work, man. Because, I mean, be honest with you, man. I mean, how do you think if Jared Leto wasn't the Joker, who you think could be a good pick? I say Johnny Depp, man, if Johnny Depp could pull it off.
See, I think Johnny Depp would be a good-ass Riddler.
He'd be good-ass Riddler based off, if you talking about, because the same get-up he had in...
Well, see, now, people don't understand. Remember when they were, after they finished Dark Knight, you know who they was trying to get to be the Riddler for Grip, Dark Knight 3.
Besides Johnny Depp, right?
No, it was besides Johnny Depp. Somebody else, then you'd have been like, fuck, it'd have been crazy. Eddie Murphy.
Huh.
They're trying to get Eddie Murphy to be the Riddler for the third Batman.
A black Riddler.
They were trying to get him to be the Riddler for the third one. It was supposed to be dark. It was going to be a dark-ass Riddler in that third one. It was supposed to be Eddie Murphy.
Dude, you know what would have been dope, though, if they ever made another Batman movie? They should not put anyone like from like his regular role. Well, they could use someone from his role gallery, but don't use anyone as like... Don't use someone like Riddler or Joker or Killer Croc, no one like that. I think, and I don't know if you hip on him, but you ever heard of Hush?
Hush, no.
Oh, dude, Hush is like... He's like one of... Bruce Wayne's childhood friends that grow up to be one of his damn near most deadliest. Like he is smart. Like he is.
He's
like
on Bane level.
Smart between Bane and
because Bane was super smart
Bane
too.
And Bruce Wayne, like he in between Bane and Bruce Wayne smart because he's like a surgeon.
Okay,
he's a
okay.
surgeon, master of the sky. Like he's hella like Batman has had some trouble with him. Like what's his name, Thomas Elliot, some shit like that. But nah, man, that would be cold, man, because he straight wrap his face in bandages and shit like that. He straight be doing like all types of crazy assassination shit, and he a surgeon and he a master of disguise. Mm-hmm. So he's disguised himself to look like Bruce Wayne at one point, like for real. Like damn. Also, like you ever seen what's that? Like for real, like he has straight done some shit. Like he straight gave Batman some trouble, man. Like so, if y'all not hip on Hush, look up the villain known as Hush and just read about him. Like Hush is a very, very, or they could do no, it couldn't do Court of Owls. Court of Owls is too wild. So nah, stick with Hush. Hush would have been like a real good Christopher Nolan as villain. Him or damn, what's that dude name? No. Victor Zsasz, he was in the first one. He was at a cameo, yeah. So I can't say Victor Zsasz. I say if they didn't do Bane, do Hush. If they didn't do Bane, they couldn't do Hush.
I mean, they're going to call another Batman movie in the next few years. Regardless of what their schedule, DC schedule says, they're going to come out with another Superman solo and
they
another
should.
Batman solo.
Because it makes sense. Like, no, come out with another. Now you count Man of Steel 2, you call like Last Son of Krypton, which would be a dope-ass story because technically he really is, at this point, the only true survivor of Krypton now that everyone's in the spam zone.
Yeah.
So he can be called like Last Son of Krypton, and that would be dope.
Since we was talking about news, that was something I was talking about. Krypton, the TV show is coming on.
Yeah, sci-fi. So it's supposed to be everything to lead up to before Krypton explodes.
Well,
right?
This is his grandfather. Superman's grandfather.
Oh, so this is okay. So Jor-El's dead.
Jor-El's dead. Yeah.
Oh shit, that's what's up.
So I don't know how I feel about it, though.
But you know what? If they stick it to the same kind of look how they did in Man of Steel, because the way they display
that's
Krypton,
expensive as hell, though. They're going to do that for a TV show.
It's expensive, yes, granted, but look what they did for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. How elaborate they did shit for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But who wants to fucking know about Krypton before Superman?
Dude, do you know how...
I mean, I guess I'm talking shit, not like God.
Like, okay, so. Put it like this. Like, this is how... All right, let me put it like this.
Because you can't, they don't have any superpowers because all their powers, they only come into existence from being on Earth gravity.
Yeah, no, from Earth, from a yellow sun.
Yeah.
So, think about Krypton's TV show. I would be interested to see how Kryptonian society was, solely because you get a glimpse of it in cartoon series. I don't know if you've ever seen Justice League Unlimited, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's an actual episode called For the Man Who Has Everything. And you guys may know about it that's listening. But For the Man Who's at Everything, it's a plant that Mongol, one of Superman's main enemies.
Yeah.
He actually gave, it was like Superman's birthday or some shit like that. And Batman and Wonder Woman's going to give him a present. And while they was heading to the Fortress of Solitude to give him a present, they saw Batman had like this octopus flower type monster on his chest called the Black Mercy. And the Black Mercy, it totally makes you, puts you in like a death-like coma-like trance that you cannot wake up out of unless you want to wake up out of it. But it displays like your greatest desire ever and brings it into your mind as reality. So for Superman's, this was, I want to be at home in Krypton.
Really?
I want to see how would life had turned out had Krypton never exploded.
Oh, wow. So that whole episode was about that.
Yeah, he had a wife and child and everything. Like, his dad survived, his parents survived. He had a whole family and everything. Mm. But then, like, you know, eventually, eventually he snapped out of it, of course. Like, he had a whole son, like, named Van El. He had a whole son. And he cried, like, towards the end and whooped Mongol's ass when he woke up out of this shit because he was pissed. Like, how the fuck would you do this to me? That's fucked up. But Mongo ain't a bitch though. Like, Mongo is as strong as Superman, so he's not a bitch.
No. He's so, not a bitch at all. Mongo's pretty rough.
Like, he damn near took and then it got on who? Batman. And guess what? Batman's greatest
if his parents were still alive.
Like, Thomas Wayne would have beat up Joe Chill instead of him getting shot. Mm. But Batman was smart enough to snap out of it real fast and see Joe Chill actually shooting his father anyway and snap him out of it.
Yeah, that's Batman's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, he is.
Other news, well, since we were talking about Suicide Squad, they cast Viola Davis as Amanda Waller.
But
you know who they were trying to get before?
Who?
Oprah Winfrey.
Hell no.
They was dead serious.
No, I know you dead serious.
No, myself. I wasn't. I'm not making it up.
No, I believe it. Actually, I think I read a little bit about this somewhere. But no, Viola Davis would be the perfect fit.
Yeah.
Because based off of, and yes, I do watch this show from time to time, How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Like, that's based off who I
Amanda Waller. That's based
off Amanda Waller. Waller. Like, yeah. For real. Like, I mean, yeah, they had Angela Bassett and the Green Lantern as Amanda Waller at one point. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But,
Green Arrow. On Arrow.
No.
They have old girl on Arrow.
They have Pam Grier on, I think, Smallville. They have Pam Grier Smallville.
Oh yeah, no, but man, she's but old girl CeCe Pounder is the voice of Amanda Waller.
Yeah, in the animated universe. Yeah. And then you got in the first movie version, which was Green Lantern, it was Angela Bassett. Now it's Viola Davis, which I'm totally fine with Viola Davis because I think based off what I've seen in How to Get Away with Murder, it'll work.
And she's a good actress, man.
It'll work.
She's
a great, like, great actress. Her leading cameos because, like you just said, she's a great actress, man. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so moving forward, in news, I guess Hugh Jackman says Wolverine and X-Men are supposed to have a crossover together. They're supposed to tie in together.
But he's an X-Men anyway, so what the fuck does that even matter? That's a stupid statement because it's like Wolverine and the X-Men are going to match up. He's a fucking X-Men in the Avengers, but he's an X-Men already. Dude, can you imagine Wolverine being an Avengers movie though?
Oh man, they ain't gonna do that.
But nah, man, I mean, it's a contradictory statement, but I think it'll work. I mean, it's gonna work anyway because who's the most popular person in the movies anyway? It's Wolverine and Magneto.
Yeah.
So it's gonna work regardless.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting what they're gonna do with that whole season. And if we can transition from this into our topic of the night, the Sony leaks.
Yeah. Man.
Since we're talking about, you said what if Wolverine was in the Avengers?
Right.
They talking about Spider-Man may be in the Avengers.
Which that needs to happen because Spider-Man, even though he was a founding member, he is still one of the like most well known members.
Yeah, and they're trying to put him in Civil War. They said supposedly they have two scripts for Civil War, one with Spider-Man, one without him. That Marvel supposedly has them. So Marvel must have been already know that this is a possibility for a minute.
Dude, can you imagine if Spider-Man was in like the event? Like, can you imagine if he was like in the first Avengers movie? How would that have rocked? Like, it, honestly, like if he was in the first one.
If he's in the first one, you wouldn't sound like Hawkeye.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'll tell you that. Hawkeye wouldn't have been. He'd have been just a dude on the ship. Right. Like looking like Ensign. He'd have been. Hey, Hawkeye. Yeah. Open up the door for them, for they can go out. All right, sir. And he gonna hit a button. That was what Hawkeye would be doing.
He'd be a red shirt from Star Trek.
Yeah, he would be a red shirt. Hawkeye would be a character they could have died that everybody can rally behind.
Hawkeye ain't gonna get taken out that easily.
But I'm saying, no, if Spider-Man happened to come in, they was looking around, they was like, so somebody gotta die if we could rally around one person.
Dude, Spider-Man would have been.
They gonna look at Hawkeye. Oh, even though I heard the new Hawkeye comic book series is pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta remember, Hawkeye was trained by Cap and Shield. So, yeah. No. And plus, on top of that, he is extremely skilled with the bone. So he ain't a bitch with a bone.
He's not a bitch at all. But so, I'm just talking about for people's perception of who Hawkeye is. Nobody would have been. That nobody identifies with him. I'm saying in the original. You talking about the original Avengers? Nobody would identify with.
Yeah, true, true. But yeah, but
this Spider-Man being in it, and they talking about, you know, that your boy's not Spider-Man no more. They what's his name? Garfield. Andrew Garfield is not going to be Spider-Man.
See,
no more.
And that's, I heard about that, and my problem with that, man, is why would you risk, unless they're trying to make like Spider-Man older?
Yeah, they said they want to make him older. They want to make him an adult Spider-Man.
But they can.
But
make...
they also just don't want him as Spider. I guess he supposed to have made some Sony executives mad, something like that.
Which is dumb, because my whole main thing is this, man, like. Tobey Maguire was cool as Peter Parker, but Andrew Garfield is Peter Parker. Like,
yeah.
Like,
based way off, better than fucking Tobey Maguire.
Because, man, like, when you first see Spider-Man with the suit on, even though, yeah, it was a, because it went damn near off the actual story. Like, he straight had a makeshift suit. Because you've seen his suit improved in the second one versus the first one.
Yeah, and because in the original one, with fucking whack-ass Tobey Maguire and, ugly ass Kristen Dunst. He wasn't smart enough supposedly to make his own web shooters. Remember?
Right.
They made him one like internal or some shit. Remember?
Yeah, they decided to make an internal. But yeah, I mean, but
because Spider-Man made his own fucking web shooters.
Right, which held to the story in Amazing Spider-Man and the second one. But my whole main thing, man, was. One thing I will say they did get right in the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire is they didn't put in the second one, but they made reference to it, is the fact that Spider-Man was a masked wrestler.
Yeah, at one point.
At one point, before he became an actual superhero. That's how he became a superhero, because what actually happened in Amazing, the first Spider-Man actually did happen in the comic career.
Right, because wasn't with Sandman, though, was it?
No. They put Sandman in there and say, Sandman, shot him on accident. But no.
It was the guy he just passed up when he was leaving the ring, though, right?
Right, that was robbing the fight promoter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once he was robbing the fight promoter, that's when all that happened. And that really did happen in the comics as far as, like, that's how I'm being died. But as far as, like, getting rid of Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man.
I do, too.
Man. I didn't like the plot as much in 2, but I liked him as Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, that's Spider-Man, just like Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. And me personally, if you want to say Batman... Michael Keaton's Batman to me.
Yeah, Michael Keaton's Batman by far.
I think they should stick with Andrew Garfield.
But they supposedly not going. Marvel said if they got Spider-Man, they was going to recast them too.
Man,
so either way, he's out. Basically.
I think they basing it off of what Sony already has done. I think that's probably why.
This is what Marvel's talking about. We going to recast.
I think I'm assuming that's what they're doing based off what they're seeing, what they're doing with Spider-Man. Because me personally, like we just keep saying, there's no reason to us to recast Andrew Garfield. Because, like you just said, he's the perfect Peter Parker and the perfect Spider-Man. Okay. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. But I don't know, man. But that's a dumb decision on, I think, Sony's part. But
it's going to be interesting what happens, though, with this Sony, Spider-Man situation. Because some people say it's going to happen. Some people say it's not. They're negotiating if it's going to be 60-40% going to Marvel, 60-40 going to Sony for using a Spider-Man character. So,
I mean, we can see what's going to happen, but I think we did just recast them. That's me and you got the same thought, so.
So, we got these Sony leaks, man. It's a million of them.
Yes.
All over the place. One that we just found out today, Idris Elba.
Yes.
James Bond.
Yes. So, that's one of the things. I literally read it up while I was sitting here right before the podcast started. Basically, the studio head of Sony really wants to wouldn't mind recasting James Bond to be played by Idris Elba, which I always thought, like, if it's going to be a black James Bond, who else could you fucking pick? Honestly, that's British, and that's an actual starting to become more of an A-list type actor.
Yeah.
Is Idris Elba. Like, plus, if you think if James Bond was black, you look at Idris Elba like, oh, shit. That could fucking work because he got the right swag. He got the right attitude. Like, when you picture James Bond, you're like, damn. He's like a young black version of Sean Connery. I can rock with this.
Yep. He's really is British, so it's not like he's gone Harvard to come up with a British accent.
Exactly. So, you know, and then.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, that's actually one of the few things that was likable of all these emails coming out.
Yeah.
Another email that came out was supposedly there was going to be a 21 Jump Street Men in Black movie together.
Nobody read that
volume. So, you know, at first I thought it was some bullshit, but then I thought about it.
It sounded like it's some bullshit.
But then after I thought about it, I was like, that shit might work.
Explain. Elaborate. Elaborate.
Because Men in Black series is kind of tanking. Even though it just made fucking 200 some million, the last one did.
Yes, it did.
That 22 Jump Street is a younger kind of series. The older series, you got the Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones kicking it with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. That might kind of work.
It could. I mean, for the hilarity factor, yeah. Definitely.
You know how funny, you know, Tommy Jones would be kind of your straight man. You know, kind of, you know, these dumbass young kids we got to take on. And Will's like, they were just like me or something like that. Or maybe Will Smith don't like them either. And they kind of against them.
Because Will Smith at this point, he is like almost damn near what Tommy Lee Jones was in the first and second movie. As far as like, as far as like skill and like status.
Yeah. He's up there in MIB now. He's got to be like probably one of the top agents at MIB
by now. Yep, he is one of the top agents. He's reckless, but he's still one of the top agents.
Yeah, still one of the top agents. So I think that might have worked. I know it sounds crazy. When I first saw it, I was like, this is some bullshit they came up with.
It sounds crazy as fuck, but I mean, the way you explain it, I would have to see how the execution is.
Yeah, I thought it was craziness at first. Another one that came out, supposedly Channing Tatum and Chris Pratt were getting together trying to get the Ghostbusters redone as a sequel.
You know what? I always want to see a sequel to Ghostbusters, but my whole main thing is, well, they would have to pay homage to Egon at some point.
Well, see, this is how it was supposed to go. Well, the original script was supposed to be, because they were going to bring back everybody from the original. The original script was going to be
all four people, right?
All four guys, the main crew still.
Sigourney Weaver was in it?
No. Your main four. But you know, Bill Murray ain't fucking with it. So that's what fucked up everything. Because you know, Bill Murray's like halfway, like the best dude ever. You know, like,
Murray is probably the one of the few humans in the world, if I ever get famous,
that has a voicemail.
I would straight kick it with him.
Yeah. But you know, he doesn't have an agent, right?
No, he doesn't.
He has a voicemail that you have to call.
Dude, I read that.
No, and his that's serious. I actually saw an interview with the Coen brothers. And they had to call him 3 months ahead to get a cameo in the Dumb and Dumber movie. He didn't get back to them for 2.5 months. And it was like, for anything they deal with him, they got to call him months ahead that they even thinking about having him there, because he only checks the voicemail like every other week or something, and then wastes his while on time to get back to you because he has no agent.
I heard about that. I read about that because he was straight just randomly kicked. I think one of the homies, one of the rap homies, man, shout out to my boy Rocky Knuckles, man, Rockwell Knuckles.
You got to meet him?
I think he said he got a chance to meet him. I mean, Rocky, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he said he got a chance to meet him and talk to him for like a split second. He said he was a damn cool individual. I think it was Rockwell Knuckles that said that, but I could be wrong. Please, Rocky.
Yeah, okay, so this one's supposed to have Ryan Gosling, Channing Tatum, and Chris Pratt in it as the Ghostbusters. But I know the original script that the original was supposed to be, basically, they get real popular off of, you know, being the Ghostbuster guys, and they start making like other Ghostbusters like companies, and it starts expanding. And I think Bill Murray ends up becoming a mayor or something crazy like that.
And things get
all kind of fucked up, you know. Of course,
because when you say those three people, I'm like, are they trying to redo like retcon?
No, I don't think they. Well, they don't know if they're gonna redo. They're supposed to be this Ghostbusters 3, where it's gonna be like the younger cats that they already kind of taught to do everything. But Bill Murray, maybe he may fuck with it now if he don't have to be a principal star in it.
You're going to have to get someone that's hella smart to fill in. Someone had to be like a real smart character filling Egon's role, since Egon can't be in it anymore.
Yeah, because I didn't like the concept of Ghostbusters 3 having all women in it, because that was the original.
That was going to be original?
It was original Ghostbusters 3 was going to be all women.
Well, you know, in the Ghostbusters video game that came out like a few years ago, that's supposed to be, I think that's canon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, it's supposed to happen, like, it's supposed to be all four Ghostbusters, but they train like a fifth one. That actually tells you pretty much, like, I think, like, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man come back and all this shit. Like, I think it's actual canon to the actual storyline of Ghostbusters now. So if they do it, I'm not sure if it's going to be in between that or it's going to happen after that.
Okay.
But I think the game that came out for, like, the PS3 and the 360 a while back, I think that's actual canon to what happened after, too, if I'm not mistaken. But
This is one that was interesting. Matthew Knowles is supposed to have been trying to do a Beyonce movie, even though he's not cool with Beyonce. he was emailing Sony trying to set up a Beyonce biopic on Destiny's Child. He hasn't been managing her since like what, 2011, 2010,
man.
Something like that. Rim,
but
you can tell us.
I can't even remember. No, what I ain't gonna talk.
Was managing Beyonce. He's trying to set up a movie without her.
Wow.
He's trying to set up a movie.
Wow. Like, but you know what? That's how fine. If anyone knows her business, it's definitely him.
Yeah.
It's definitely
him. But
when
is the last time he was managing her?
Shit, he managed her.
It had been some years.
It's like Jay-Z took over, I think, right?
Yeah, Jay-Z's her manager.
So, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, as much, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, not only is that his daughter and his manager, I'm pretty sure he got a lot of legal shit already back and behind him, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that one. Me personally, I don't know.
This one is going to piss people off. And I'm going to bring this back for the regular podcast, regular Straight Outta Lowcast podcast. But Drake was supposed to star in Spike Lee's School Days 2.
As who?
I don't know.
You better not say Big Drake, Brother Almighty.
No, they said Drake was in it. His agent was talking to them.
But you know what? You know what, though? Drake, low-key, is funny as a motherfucker.
He is.
He is funny as a motherfucker. I can't even knock Drake.
But do you know how many people would fucking piss fucking blood if he was in a School Days 2 sequel and it's starring Drake?
Oh, it's starring Drake? Or
Drake has been in it. I mean, I'm just saying, Drake anywhere in that movie would be fucked up. That's like Kim Kardashian when she was in that fucking Tyler Perry movie. It was
but
Destin
the thing
to
about
Bill.
With Drake, though, at least Drake started as an actor. So he actually was an actor before he well became a Grammy Award-winning rapper. That's one thing you do got to remember. He was a television actor.
Yeah, he was on
so
Degrassi.
So he has skill as he does have acting experience. So it could work if they make him militant enough. If he decide, he could pull it off. I think it's possible. And then, like, based off the whole SNL episode, I saw Drake earlier in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Dude, Drake is hilarious, though. I ain't gonna front that. Drake is
hilarious. But it's a serious role, though, if he's gonna do a School Days.
He can do it. But if you're an actor, you gotta be able to do all serious roles. Like, I didn't think fucking Idris Elba could be a villain, but he did it. I didn't think, who else? Who else be having hella funny roles, but then, like, got hella serious? Like, you would never think Jamie Foxx would be as a serious motherfucker as he is, but as much as he comes from a comedic background, and that he's a... And that's an Oscar-winning motherfucker. So you would never. So it's possible. I say it's possible, but he really gonna have to like dig deep down into Memphis from like his dad's side of family, from like the Sly family, Stone side of family. Go ahead and get some serious shit going. But it would have been possible. I actually would have been like curious to see how serious it would work.
All right, last one of this whole thing is. The Sony hacks is the interview. The movie they canceled it. What do you got any thoughts on this interview movie where they canceled it?
I haven't seen it.
No, nobody's seen it.
No one's seen it.
You know what I'm saying? That movie they won't bring it out because what the North Koreans said, if they put it out, they gonna bomb on stuff.
Yeah,
but you know what though? I wouldn't take that shit lightly. I wouldn't.
The U.S.?
If I was you, I wouldn't take this
shit. Yeah, they seem a little serious.
Because North, you gotta remember,
North Korea looks serious, like
yeah. Dude. You gotta remember, North Korea gives zero fucks about their own people, let alone anyone else outside
States.
Their country.
They
right.
really hate the United States.
Like they hate the United States.
What happened in the Korean War? Except for Dennis Rodman.
Right. Yeah. Except, you know, because you seen what happened during the Korean War. Like
yeah.
We straight up boys with South Korea.
Yeah.
So, but they don't. But you know, South Korea and the DMZ don't fuck with.
Yeah.
No.
Shout out to all them Korean and black women that happened because of the Korean War. I'm just saying, hey.
Yeah, I mean, but I
bad looking chicks out there that's Asian and black because of the Korean War.
Hey. But yeah, man, it's just I don't know, man. Like, I think it was a smart move on Sony's end. To not put out the movie. Even though I'm pretty sure the movie would have been funny.
But this movie now is gonna be like I feel it's going to be like a cult. It's going to be like, they made fucking Seth Rogen an American hero now. Think about this.
And this nigga Canadian.
And he get high all the time. You know he get high all the time.
Hell
he's
yeah.
Sitting there like, the American hero. What do you mean?
Hell yeah. Have you watched him on the GGN
Dude,
network
got,
with Snoop?
You got Republicans like, you need to put that movie out. Blah, blah, blah. And I just got an email from fucking change.org about signing a petition to put Sony to put it out. I'll show you now. To put it out. Go ahead and put the movie out.
Word?
Yeah, like this on change.org.
See, you know what, man? My whole main thing is, like I said, I think for the sake of not trying to cause any bullshit, because North Korea, they set off missiles just because they said, we doing this just shit. Because
well,
you remember that.
They're going to U.S., though. They're going to bomb all South Korea. They ain't going to even shoot nothing here.
Or they going to bomb either. Now they can either fuck up South Korea or they can definitely take out the DMZ, the demilitarized zone.
Look. Release the interview on video on demand.
How do you feel if it was released on video on demand?
Actually, man, I see now that's what I'm gonna get into. I think this shit is a part of me thinks it's a big ass conspiracy to switch shit over to video on demand to see if it can work.
Like I was, because you see when remember when Netflix is doing with the supposed to be with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon,
yeah,
they're supposed to streaming at the same time it's released in the theaters.
But this is the thing that's crazy though. Think about now, would y'all pay $50 to see a movie at the crib that was brand new, like a pay per view?
Nah, I wouldn't solely because
now no. The thing about maybe for us because our city is kind of set up differently. But for somebody that lives in a city where they got to pay $20 per ticket for a movie ticket, pay for parking, pay for your popcorn and all your nuts, you just spent over $50.
That's true. But my
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it takes away the movie.
Think about if it's a pay-per-view amount, like $49.99 to see the entire movie.
It takes away the entire experience of going to the
movie. But what if you got them big-ass theater things in your crib?
Yeah, it might, especially with the like the younger people that's already on computers and stuff like that, it might work. Or maybe somebody that's real old and maybe can't get around. You know?
But I'm saying, but it's $49.99, and you could, Rim, you ain't got to leave nowhere. You can get your son Frozen 2. I don't know, I'm just going to throw that out there. Frozen 2, and you ain't got to leave the crib, but it's $49.99.
I mean, it's a good.
Yeah, it just kind of depends, you know, because you pretty much pay that anyway in gas. And,
but that's what I'm. But I'm saying though, I think it would be. I think people would do
it. I understand your point on it, but my whole thing. I'm a young cat saying this shit.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like as far as like the movie going, because that's what people thrive on, man. Like going to the movies and going just having the experience versus just sitting in your house. Because I think me personally, a lot of that video on demand shit. Even though I fucks with it heavy, don't get me wrong. Disclaimer. I fuck with video on demand, Netflix, all that shit heavy. Of course I do. I don't even watch TV. But I will say this. As far as the actual movie going experience, that does eliminate that, and it's going to hurt the entire theater industry. It's going to... they're doing that to eliminate the theater industry.
That's what I'm saying. But I wonder if this is a whole thing to see, like a test thing. Like, let's see how much we can make if we just do it on video on demand.
Because Netflix...
And we charge $50?
Because Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu already took out the movie rental industry.
Yeah.
They already took out... They don't need to take out
the industry. But you know that the people that own Netflix and... Was it Netflix or was it Redbox came to Blockbuster and all them was like, hey, man, I got this idea for this. And they laughed at them. Like, straight laughed them out of the building.
Yeah, true. But I think for the movie theater experience, don't do that. I don't think
it's going to replace it.
But it'll hurt.
It'll hurt it dramatically.
They'll cut out the middleman.
But you know, that's going to hurt a lot of jobs for a lot of other people. It's going to hurt a lot of shit.
I don't think the movie theater gives us, this industry gives a, the actual
they better.
Theaters don't give a fuck about they the better. Actual movie theater.
They better.
Now, if I'm getting $50 a pop, it's for somebody sitting in their crib. Think about, dude, you know how crazy, dude, it'll be movie experiences at people's cribs. Like people watching a fight party.
Right. We're gonna watch. I mean, I see
it. It might be like a special edition.
Yeah,
or the,
It just.
We all gonna be
like...
over at Rim Crib. We gonna watch Bad Boys 3 at Rim Crib, and we all gonna chip in on the $50. It's gonna be like a fight part. It's gonna turn into events.
Which is great. I understand what y'all saying, but it's just my whole main thing as far as taking away the actual experience. Because a lot of shit.
I what you saying on the bigger. I know what you saying on that side.
Because it's in on the other side. And
but my whole thing is, do they give a fuck?
I'm talking about the movie theaters don't give. No, the movie companies don't give a fuck. I understand. Like, they clearly don't give a fuck if they do that. But I'm talking about as far as the theater industry. And plus, it's going to eliminate just social interaction with other people. Man, that's eliminating a lot of social interaction and shit like that with other people.
You'd have clubs. Like, we got Bad Boys 3 we showing at the Sugar Shack tonight. You know, Rim going to get called for a DJing gig.
Yep.
When Bad Boys 3 come out, they'll be like, Bad Boys 3, we doing it on the pay-per-view thing here. You could come see it. It don't even matter that he playing music over the top of the Bad Boys 3. People would just be like, I'm going to see Bad Boys 3 at the Sugar Shack.
Yeah, it's the new hot thing.
It's the new hot thing to do. I know it don't sound right and it's not good, but I could see. But that's why my whole thing, I think, was this whole thing being made up for, not the leaked interview part, not the leaked emails.
Right.
I'm talking about this Sony being like, shit, man, we got this movie coming out. Let's try to flip it and make it like North Korea not fucking with us.
North Korea ain't fucking with nobody.
Though. Right, but I'm saying that they upset about this, but they really, really not. And they trying to see if they can put it out on video on demand and see how much money they can make off of it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll make a nice little chunk of change off that. Don't get me wrong.
But think about how much they probably can make it. Man, just think about if you have. I think they can pick up more people to want to go see it. Because everybody going to try to see this movie now.
Right.
If it go on video on demand, they're going to make dough. $50 and you're gonna have people gonna be having with their kids watching, even though it's fucking got cussing in it, you're gonna have people with their kids watching it.
Right. I know, I feel you. But I guess my whole main thing, man, is just like it's gonna take away a lot from the actual experience. And I think experience and just like eliminate a lot of social interaction that's already not there anyway. I think that's the only reason, that's the only beef I have with it. But other than that, I mean, I could see the movie industry come, like the film industry coming up off that, but the thing about it, it's going to eliminate a lot of shit as far as like the social interaction and just the movie going experience. Because you got to remember, if you do that, then what's the point of filmmakers making shit for like South by Southwest or the Cannes Film Festival, the Sundance and shit like that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like what, you know, and that people thrive on that shit alone. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But we'll see. I mean, we'll have to see.
All right. We're going to present our topic for the every week.
That
James presented to us.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have battles of the week. So every week we're going to pit up two different comic book characters in a battle, and then we're going to have everybody email us back, and then we'll all discuss it as a crew the next episode. You email us what you think your thoughts are, who you think will win this battle. So James, break it down to us.
All right, great. So what I decided to do is we're going to implement the new segment Daryl was just talking about. Basically, it's going to be I'm not sure if anyone is familiar, like listening out there, what's familiar, what's called Death Battle, which is on the website Screwtech. But that's a series kind of similar to what I think it was called Ultimate Warrior or something like that was on Spike TV, where they had two actual real-life people actually fighting each other, kind of like Al Capone or some shit like that, or William Wallace and Shaka Zulu, for example. So this is the fictional version of it, what's called Death Battle. They actually go through all their power, skill sets, abilities, weaknesses, all that shit, and just push through. So what I picked today is, we're going to keep it comic-related, which is Marvel and DC. So I picked Thor from Marvel versus Shazam slash Captain Marvel from DC. So Thor, you know, everyone is pretty familiar with Thor as of right now. I mean, just based off of what you see in the Marvel Universe and shit like that. You know, of course, he's more or less the Superman of the Avengers, but with a magic hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And as Guardian. So, you know, he's not immortal, so please get that out your head. He's not immortal. He can die. He has died. He just can live a long ass time through golden apples. Of course, he's strong as fuck. You know, he has been able to scare Galactus. He got a magic hammer that can, you know, do a lot of crazy shit with it, and we'll go into more detail next episode, of course. But you got him. Then you got the actual magic version of Superman, which is Shazam, aka Captain Marvel. Which, you know, got a Superman build, but got a 10-year-old mind because it's a 10-year-old. But the thing about it is, he's been able to hang. He's like one only few superheroes, period, that can truly hang and beat Superman. One of the very few. So because Superman's one of his main weaknesses outside Kryptonite is magic.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been able to hang with Superman, stalemate him, and actually took out Black Adam a few times. You know, Black Adam is the same as him, but just evil.
Yes.
So same as him, but evil. And Black Adam has been able to take out the Justice League and the Justice Society by his damn self.
That's who The Rock's playing in the movie coming up.
Exactly. And that's who The Rock's playing in the movie coming up. So think if Superman had magic powers instead of his powers being alien, and that's all Shazam, Captain Marvel is, okay? But with the mind of a 10-year-old. So just put it like that. But no, I mean, I think that'll be a great matchup. Like I said, like I have like all the information here, and like I said, I mean,
we'll put it up on the fan page.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the Straight
Outta Lowcash fan page. I'll make an infographic and put up both of there. Just forward that to me, James. I'll make an infographic and put up on the fan page for everybody can kind of weigh in on it, and then email us at straightolc@gmail.com with your thoughts, or go to the fan page, of course, Straight Outta Lowcash on the fan page, or tweet us. At Straight Oil CR, use the hashtag Lando Cal as well, and we gonna debate it and discuss it with everybody else next week.
Hell yeah,
James, let everybody know where they can hit you up at.
You can reach me at Instagram and Twitter at JBJROfficial. You can reach me at Facebook at James JBJR Bishop Jr. And if you ever want to check out my beats, because I'm a producer and I promote this a lot, Ram fucks with me, of course, he'll tell you. SoundCloud.com/JBJR. I do a lot of sample music, a lot of soulful, epic, all that stuff. So if y'all like anything y'all like, email me. You can email me at JBJRofficial@gmail.com just for business.
All right. Rim, where can I hit you up at? Super producer, super engineer?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. DJ Reminisce 10 without the C.
All right. You can hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter and Dig Game ISU on Instagram. Give us some more reviews on iTunes as well, Stitcher. Hit us up on there. We definitely appreciate all those. We'll read some of those, especially, and then put it in there if you want it to be for Lando Cal, Stroud Low Cash, or some other shows that we have coming out through the pipeline on Stroud Low Cash. We definitely appreciate y'all listening. Yeah, and yep. We'll have the whole crew next time on the Lando Cal Risen Experience. See y'all next time.
Peace.